blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
إن شاء الله today our topic is worshiping in the blessed month of Ramadan إن شاء الله Our beautiful panel today, Shahid Bhai, Ustad Tariq Madani and MashaAllah Mubin Bhai with us, and they will give Madani pearls as well about how we can increase our worship in Ramadan and what are the excellences and the blessing we will gain when we worship in the blessed month of Ramadan. And also with this spiritual momentum, how can we continue after the Ramadan as well. So inshallah, worship especially in the blessed month of Ramadan. Shahid Bhai bhi humare saath hain aaj aur ready honge inshallah for segments. We receive many messages about Shahid Bhai as well. So inshallah, we'll start with the blessings of Durood-e Paak. Our beloved Rasool sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, send peace and blessings upon me as this will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll start first segment, puzzle of the day.
Blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Chalein ji, guess the puzzle. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Shahid bhai foran pahunch gaye with a smiley face. Shahid bhai muskura rahe hain. Dekhte hain ki kaun winner hoga aaj ka. We'll start with beautiful kalam. MashaAllah, Mubin bhai kalam sunayenge.
वह क्या जूदो करम है शहबत तेरा वह क्या जूदो करम है शहबत तेरा नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला तेरा और फैज है या शह तसनीम निराला तेरा फैज है या शह तसनीम निराला तेरा आप प्यासों के तजस्सुस में है दरिया तेरा आप प्यासों के तजस्सुस में है दरिया तेरा और फर्श वाले तेरी शौकत का उलो क्या जाने फर्श वाले तेरी शौकत का उलो क्या जाने खुसरवार्श पे उड़ता है फरेरा तेरा खुसरवार्श पे उड़ता है फरेरा तेरा वह क्या जो تو کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا, اور تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے, تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے, کون نظروں پہ چرے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا, کون نظروں پہ چرے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا, وہ کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا, اور تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے, کون نظروں پہ چرے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا, ایک میں کیا میرے سیاہ کی حقیقت کتنی, ایک میں کیا میرے سیاہ کی حقیقت کتنی, مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا, اور مفت پالا تھا کبھی کام کی عادت نہ پری, اب عمل پوچھتے ہیں ہائے نکمہ تیرا, تیری سرکار ملتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع, جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تے, جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا, وہ کیا جو تو کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا.
Muslim, they increase their worship in the blessed month of Ramadan. They start coming in the masajid, they start reciting the Quran Pak, which is a very good thing, alhamdulillah. And even we see that even the youngsters, they start coming in the masajid as well. It's also a positive sign as well, and it's all the blessing of this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Having blessed with this blessed month of Ramadan, many people obviously they spend most of their time in worshipping the Creator Allah Almighty, because the reward is significantly a lot more increased than on a normal day, in other days apart from the day of month of Ramadan. For example, if someone is doing a farz namaz, they just get rewarded for the farz, and for nawafil, they just get for nawafil. But in the blessed month of Ramadan, the reward of a nawafil act is equivalent to the one of the farz act, and the worship of farz act is equivalent to 70 times greater. So therefore, people tend to devote themselves in more of worship in this blessed month of Ramadan. Now, since the aim of fasting is to attain the piety, so that we can treat one's nafs strictly during fasting, preventing it from halal eating and drinking items. So fasting is actually a practice of overcoming one's desires as well. So you're controlling your desires as well. And that is worship because you're controlling your desire not to do certain things. And this builds up the strength to control one's nafs and to refrain from acts which are forbidden as well. And this act of controlling one's nafs and overcoming the desires are the base of prevention from committing sins as well. Now, Shazab, when we do certain things, you know, we go to the masjid for our five daily prayers, we go to the masjid for iftari, for sahri, those people who are doing itikaf, they spend either 30 days in itikaf or either they spend the last 10 days in itikaf. They are utilizing that time in the best possible way. Now, question may arise that, okay, we are spending these times, we are devoting ourselves doing in these practical aspects of worship. What about our inner self? How can we change our inner self as well? Now, our inner self, Shazab, we need to consider what is the weaknesses point in ourselves. Some people may have a habit of, you know, looking around at things which are not permissible. Now, in this blessed month, when you refrain from looking around, you keep your eyes lowered. You protect your eyes from looking at things which you not to look at. You are protecting your heart as well from the thoughts and codes of hindrances. And you are constantly remembering Allah Almighty and you are fearing Allah Almighty. These as